In the small snowy village of Winterwood, nestled deep in a valley surrounded by frost-tipped pines, Christmas Eve was always magical. Every year, families would gather in the town square, where the towering Christmas tree stood adorned with sparkling ornaments and twinkling lights. The air would fill with laughter, carols, and the scent of spice cider. But this year was different. An unusually fierce storm had buried Winterwood under heaps of snow, isolating it from the outside world. Roads were impassable, and the annual Christmas festivities seemed impossible. The villagers were disheartened, their spirits dimmed like candles struggling against a gust. As darkness fell and the storm raged on, 12-year-old Clara, an adventurous and kind-hearted girl, noticed an unusual glow in the woods outside her home. The light shimmered like a star fallen to earth, pulsing gently in the shadows of the trees. Curiosity sparked, and Clara bundled up in her warmest coat, grabbing a lantern and her little sled. "Be careful, dear," her mother called out, worry lacing her voice. Clara nodded and ventured into the swirling snow, her lantern casting a faint golden glow ahead. The storm seemed to calm as she approached the mysterious light. In a clearing, Clara found an old man with a flowing silver beard, dressed in robes that shimmered like frost. He held a lantern unlike any she had seen, a beautifully crafted glass orb that emitted a warm, soothing light. "Who are you?" Clara asked, awestruck. "I am Nicholas, the guardian of the Christmas light," the man said with a kind smile. "This lantern holds the spirit of hope, joy, and togetherness. It is in peril, for the storm threatens to snuff out its glow. If that happens, the magic of Christmas will fade from Winterwood." "What can I do to help?" Clara asked eagerly. "You must carry this light to the heart of the village and place it atop the Christmas tree before midnight. Only then will its magic reignite the joy of Christmas." Clara took the lantern with great care, its warmth seeping through her gloves and filling her with courage. The journey back was treacherous. The wind howled, and snow drifts blocked her path. But she pressed on, her sled gliding through the snow as if guided by unseen hands. Along the way, she met others who had noticed the glow of her lantern. Mr. Tobias, the baker, joined her with a flask of warm cocoa. The Miller twins, who loved adventures, brought their shovels to clear the way. Soon, a small procession of villagers followed Clara, each inspired by the light and her resolve. They reached the town square just as the clock struck 11. Together, the villagers worked to clear the snow and prepare the Christmas tree. Clara climbed a ladder and carefully placed the lantern at the very top. As the clock chimed midnight, the lantern's light flared brilliantly, casting a golden glow across the entire village. The storm dissipated, revealing a sky full of stars. The villagers cheered, their spirits lifted by the magical sight. Carols filled the air once again, and the warmth of togetherness wrapped around the villagers like a comforting embrace. Clara beamed as she saw the joy return to her beloved Winterwood. From that day on, the Christmas lantern became a cherished tradition. Every year, the villagers would gather around the tree, and Clara's story would be told, reminding everyone that even in the darkest times, the light of hope and unity could shine through. And so, the holiday magic lived on, brighter than ever before.